first line. You see it? Rabun Barchia. Rabun Barchia boy kami kumi Rabbi Lo. Rabun Barchia asked for Rabbi Lo. Lama li demai. Why it's talking about our case demai? Now the case which we're talking about is our Mishnah, which says that when you go up to Yerushalayim and you take the Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to lose some of it along the way. Okay, if you're taking actual food as opposed to coins up to Yerushalayim, if you lose some along the way, it's not nishkeferlach. It's not considered to be a major problem. So Rabbi Boom Barchia asked Rabbi Law, why does this pertain specifically to demai? Afilu vaday. Even if it's vaday, the same halacha should be applied. Lama li miut. Besides that, why only if you, is it okay to lose a little bit? Lama afilu rov. Why not catch and lose? What the heck? Lose most of it, right? Velo kein tani. Didn't we learn that in a brisa, ein bevin truma mina goren la'ir? Now there's a look like this. A kohen really has to come to the Beis Hagronos, to the silo, to your silo to get his truma. You're not responsible to bring the truma to the city, because you'd be expending the money to do that. Why should you have the expenditures on his truma? So that's what it says here. Emivin truma mina goren la'ir. You can't bring truma from the goren from the. You don't have to bring truma from the goren to the city. Below mina midbar lishuv, nor from a desert field, which you have obviously an isolated field, to a community. Eli ken hoisav emakum shchitza, unless it was in a place where it's going to be destroyed or lost as a result of it staying there. In that case, go round to Mivya, you drag it, you bring it, v'noitel dami minashevet. And you, in that case, we require you to bring it and bring to and give money to the to and you can take money from the Kohanim, for the collective of Kohanim, to pay for your expenditures and bring you up to the city. So what we see here, Lichora, let's make a parallel to Maaser Sheni and say that Maaser Sheni also, even in Vaday, why should we require you to schlep it up to Shlaim and safeguard along the way? What do we care if you lose some of it along the way? Why is it specific halacha by demai that only by demai you allow to you lose a little bit along the way? Just like by truma, it's not yours, so we can't be mechayev you expenditures. If you do spend money, you can even charge the kohanim for it. So to Maaser Sheni, it's not really yours, right? It's true, you have to bring it, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, but it's not really yours. So therefore, what do we care if you lose some along the way? Why is it so terrible? Why does it say that ma'abdin is muto? You can lose some along the way only when it's demai, not when it's vaday.
The analogy is not the same, though. First of all, because Maaser Sheni you could always convert into cash, right, and bring that into Yerushalayim. The truma you can't convert to cash.
What? The truma you can't convert to cash, and therefore what? Are you mechuyev to convert Maaser Sheni to cash?
No, but it's easier for you.
It's true, it's easier, but so what? Maybe that instead of making you convert it to cash, you can bring it up to Yerushalayim, so what do we get? Since you have the option to bring it up to Yerushalayim,
yeah,
why do you have to put a special shmira on it when you go up to Yerushalayim? That's the question. Okay? Yes.
The Mai.
Oh, you weren't here for Monday?
No.
Oh, good morning. Demai is when you, neither were you, that's true, right? For you, neither, both of you missed the first lot, right? No, demai is when you have grain or any other crop which you get from an amoritz. And in times of Chazal, most amoratim took off trumas, all amoratim took off truma, most amoratim took off meiser. However, some did not. And therefore, they made a gzeirah drabanan that you should take meiser off grain you buy from Ramoritz. Meiser meaning meiser rishon or meiser sheni, and from the meiser rishon, of course, you have to give trumas meiser to the kohen. Okay? So since that's the case, there's a lot of, since it's only the rabbanan, and the rove is that they did take off meiser, there's a lot of kulas, a lot of leniencies about the mai, which don't apply to regular meiser. And one of them is, we're saying here, is that the meiser sheni of the mai, you don't, if you take it up to Yerushalayim as a commodity as opposed to redeeming it and take it up to Yerushalayim as coin, that it's okay if you lose a little bit along the way.
Same thing What is Maisa Sheni of the Mai, not regular Maisa
Sheni? There's Maisa Sheni of the Mai. And the question is, however, why is this only by Maisa Sheni of the Mai, not by Maisa Sheni of Vadai? In other words, by Maisa Sheni of Vadai, we should also have this leniency, that you should be allowed to lose some along the way. Okay, that leniency should not just apply to Dmai. So the Gemara on that answers, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Amar Lev, sorry, the line before. Amar Lev, Ve'enu mitzvah la shiva ve'eda. Is it in a mitzvah to be made shiva ve'eda? In other words, the reason why we make you maintain it is... the reason why we make you maintain it is because of Ashava Saveda. In other words, just like over there by the Truma, the Ashava Saveda is to whom? When I make you schlep it up to the city, if it's going to get lost otherwise, who's the Ashava Saveda to? Kohanim. Truma is the Kohanim. So to hear the Meister Sheni of the Mai, he didn't miss any Ushalmi blot.
That's bad news.
Yeah, it's pretty bad news. So to the Meister Sheni. So to the Meister Sheni of Demai, when you take it up to Yerushalayim, so the Meister Sheni of Demai, when you take it up to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to lose some along. You have to be Shomer Aveda and try not to lose as much. Try not to lose it. That's what it means. Okay, it's true. You're not being Meister Aveda to a specific person here, because obviously Meister Sheni, you eat in Yerushalayim, but it's the same concept of Ashavas Aveda. Okay, in other words, try and maintain it. It's something which is good to maintain. Try and maintain it. So it's not exactly parallel, but it's a similarity. So it says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yosi Mitzvah L'Hashiv Aveda B'Davar Muat. It's a mitzvah. Now, I'm going to read this as a statement, not as a question, even though it could be read as a question as well, I guess. But let's read the statement. Am Rabbi Yosi Mitzvah L'Shav Aveda B'Davar Muat. Here by Demai, they only gave Mitzvah L'Shav Aveda maybe I do have to read the question. Let me just check here. I'm rusty because I prepared this for Tuesday night and nobody showed up till tonight. Yeah. One second. Okay, so this way, you know, he does read his statement. It's continuation. Going back a line. The Rabbi Law is saying it's a mitzvah to be Meshva Veda. And that mitzvah to be Meshva Veda, Rabbi Yossi said, over there, in the case of Truma, mitzvah la'ashiva veda b'davar muat. It's a mitzvah to be Meshva Aveda when there's a little bit of exertion on your part. Veino mitzvah l'ashiva Aveda b'davar merubah. There's no mitzvah to be Meshva Aveda when there's a lot of exertion on your part, when it's a substantial amount. So to here I say, let me go on. V'vadai avalo b'dmai. It's talking about that which it's a mitzvah to be Meshva Veda here too as well by Demai is when it's a Vadai, but not when it's Demai. However, Afilu B'Dover Mu'at Eino Mitzvah L'Hashiv Aveda. By Demai, I'm not sure exactly how to puncture this line. It's very choppy. But the bottom line is by Demai, I remember now. He Chagra changes the Girsa here, I think. He says, or somebody changes the Girsa, that. By Demai, uh, No, it doesn't change the gears here. Just a second. I want you to know I had this well prepared for Monday and for Monday and Tuesday night. Now I forgot it. Yeah, this is also, okay, Pnei Moshe says also talking about Truma. So I'm going to say, Mitzvah Lashi Aveda B'Dover Muad, Veino Mitzvah Lashi Aveda B'Dover Meruba. I don't know, let's say it's something about the, whatever, it's all semantics, let's just read it through, it'll be fine. I'm going to say, Mitzvah Lashi Aveda B'Dover Muad, it's a mitzvah to be meshavated when you're only going to have a small expenditure. Veino Mitzvah Lashi Aveda B'Dover Muad, it's not a mitzvah to be meshavated when it's a big expenditure. Ubevadai, by Vaday, they made you be very makbid. In other words, not lose any Maisa Sheni, because you're causing a loss, right? And you could be meticulous, and make you be meticulous. Avalobidmai. But by Dmai, they weren't so medactic in being Meshva Veda. And by Dmai, however, you should know, even by Dmai, Afilu B'Dover Muat, Eino Mitzvah Hashiva Veda. By Dmai, it's only, the Afilu here is a little bit strange. It doesn't really mean Afilu. It's like, it means only. In other words, only by a davar muad, there's no mitzvah lashiva aveda. In other words, if you lose a little bit on the way to Yerushalayim, that's okay, but a lot you're not allowed to lose, even by dmai. The tnin ma'abdin and the tnin ma'abdin is muta b'drachim. As it says here, that you're allowed to lose a little bit along the way. So the bottom line is that normally the Shavas Aveda requires you to make sure, just like there by Truma out in your barn, you have to bring it into the city for the Kohanim. Here the Shavas Aveda means that whatever Meister Shay, you should be Makbid. You should try and ensure that as much Meister Shay as possible reaches Yerushalayim. And therefore, by Vada, I would make you be so meticulous that everything reaches Yerushalayim. Of course, if you lose something, you lose something. But by the standard of meticulous care that the Meister Sheni should reach Yerushalayim is not as great, again, because the Meister Sheni of Demai is lighter than Meister Sheni of Vada. Okay?
I just don't understand the logic, how close it was. You're talking about whether it's a mitzvah for you to... What
to be Meshav Aveda? Yeah, Meshav Aveda is not the. It's just a borrowed term here.
It doesn't really mean. It means losing.
Yeah, it means not to lose, not to restore, but rather not to lose. Okay, so try not to lose it along the way. Rabbi Nechumia. I'm sorry, I skipped. Ad Kedum Shem Biyadamos. Until now, I've been speaking about where he's not carrying money. What about if Ohayu Biyadamos? What about if he had money? He was taking not fruit up Yerushalayim, but money. Rabbi Nechumia Brei, Rabbi Nechumia Barba, Omar, Abba, Omar, he said, Abba, Hayu Lo Mos Bediskia, he had money in his wallet, V'lo Aya Mechalolo, and he wouldn't redeem it. Oh, I forgot what that means, too. Yeah, the stipler's son here says that he wouldn't, that loya machalo means that he wouldn't care if he lost the money. Meaning, we had back in our Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, the beginning of Alach Beis, it said, if you have money of Meister Sheni, you can redeem it on other money of Meister Sheni. Now normally that's not the case, but Meister Sheni of Vada, you can't do that. Once you, but boy, you redeem the fruit with money, you gotta take the money of Yerushalayim and buy fruit with it. But by Meister Sheni of Demai, they were Mekel, they said you can redeem money on money. So Reb Chia Barba's father lost money, which was in a sack, and it was Meister Sheni of Demai. He didn't redeem it. If he had, in fact, however, held that lost monies should be restored, right? So then he should have redeemed it in other money, which he had. So by virtue of the fact that he didn't redeem, we see that he held that not only if you lose actual fruit on the way to Yerushalayim, do you not have to restore it, but even if you lose money on the way to Yerushalayim, you don't have to restore it. Okay? The same idea applies to money. Asid Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba Rabbi Zera. So that which Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba said, that you don't have to be mechal the money, is like Rabbi Zera. We'll come back to that in a second. With Rabbi Ila, who's Rabbi Ila, is going Rabbi Ami. Is going like Rabbi Ami. Now, this is a very difficult line. All the Mefarshim go crazy here because there is no Rabbi Ami here in the Gemara. Rabbi Zer was way back when. Rabbi Zer brought down over here on Beis and Beis about six or seven lines after the Mishnah. Rabbi Zer said there, Amar B'Shem Rabbanan, say name Rabbanan, B'dina Yad Chumas Maisa Shel Dmai of the Halacha Beis. B'dina Yad Chumas Maisa Shel Dmai, actually, it's in the Vilna Shas, it's about 5 lines from the bottom. Do you see it? So Rabbi Zer, Amar B'Shem Rabbanan, B'dina Yad Chumas Maisa Shel Dmai, Sheloy Afri Sholei Chomesh. Really shouldn't take off a chomesh on Trumas Meiser of Demai. For Lama Amr Shu Yafrish. So why they say they be Mafrish? Because of Gzeira. So now his whole abseil of Meiser Sheni of Demai is very, very light, right? It's a very, very, I'm not sure if light is the right word, very lenient. We're very lenient with it. So therefore, that which Bechir Barba said, that you don't have to be Mechalel, the Meiser Sheni money, if you lose it, that's going like Rabbi Zeir said, that we're really very lenient in terms of the Meiser Sheni of Demai. With Rabbi Ila, who said before that it's important to try and be Meshiv Aveda, that was to try and get the Meiser Sheni as much as you possibly can up to Yerushalayim, that's going like, says Yerushalmi, like Rabbi Ami. It's going like Rabbi Ami. He brings down here that, what is that referring to? That he says that what was this actually supposed to be? Maybe it's Rabbi Ami. Maybe I'm getting confused. Where was Rabbi Ami here? It is, but right before Rabbi Zeira over there. Sorry, here is Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said back over there on Beis Amud Beis, a line above Rabbi Zeira, on Rabbi Ami, Eina Mishnah Zos Yotzeis Yidei Trumas Maiser Shel Demai. That our Mishnah is not drawing any distinction between Trumas Maiser of Demai and Maiser Sheni of Demai and Maikadun Tamarai Meir Ram Hocharai Bonan. It's complicated what Rabbi Ami was saying there exactly. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Ami holds there are no leniencies by Maiser Sheni of Demai. It's not more lenient. It happens to be that the author of our Mishnah, whatever issue is being discussed back there, has specific leniency. It's either a Meir or Rabbanan in a Machlokas, how to define certain things. I really don't want to get into it now because we'll just get bogged down. But he holds there that Rabbi Ami is he holds you have to be pretty stringent with Trumas with Maaser Sheni of Demai, that Rabbi Law, who says they're pretty stringent with Maaser Sheni of Demai, he's going like the Shita of Rabbi Ami, who said that there's a dichotomy between Ramei and Rabbanan. Okay, let's go further. The Beir of the top line in Gimel Beis now in the Vilna Shas. The Beir Rabbi Ani Amrei. The Beir Rabbi Ani said, "How's the Rabbi Ani?" They said, "Pachos mi ochel mutar la'avdo, less than the amount of the shear of food, which is a kibeta, you're allowed to lose along the way of your Yerushalayim when it's parus, when the food is chopped up already. Avo b'shalayim, but if the food is still whole, it's a loaf of something, or something else, which is, I guess, a whole fruit or something, akro gerus, you have to be more machmir, you have to keep it, even if it's less than a kibeta, even if it's a grogeres, you have to already maintain it, because it's considered to be more significant. Rabbi Yochanan Mishem, Rabbi Yochanan Mishem, Tzadok said, B'sholem ad b'krogeres, by sholem, as we just learned, it's up to grogeres, you have to safeguard. B'paros, afilu kama mutar. However, it's chopped up, even if it's a great amount, you're allowed to lose it, doesn't make a difference, you don't have to maintain it in safety. Ma pligin, what's the machlokas? Rabbi Mona Mar Bedoplig, this is the Machlokas. The Bay Rabbi Ane Amri, the house Rabbi Ani, they said, Pos Miocha Mutalabi Paros. It seems like we're just repeating ourselves, so I'm not sure exactly how the editing worked in this Yerushalmi, but it's the same idea. The Bei Rabbi Yanei Amri, they said, that if it's less than a shear of a kebeta, which is like a grogeris and a half, I think, because a grogeris is slightly more than a kezayis, and the two kezayis in a beta. So it's like a kezayis and a half or something like that. So in that case, even if it's a little bit more than a grogeris, as long as it's less than a beta, mutal labid beparus. You can lose it if it's parus. Have a bisholim, but if it's whole, a grogeris, you have to maintain it, even if it's slow or smaller, even if it's a grogeris inside. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bishem Rishim ben Yotzadok said, ben beparus, whether it's cut up, ben bisholim, or whether it's whole, ad ke grogeris, the shear is a grogeris. So according to this, when he said, ad ka, afilu kama mutar, we're changing our mind now. We're saying it's not mutar afilu kama, no matter how large. On the contrary, we're saying that even by porus, the shear is specifically up to grogeris, not, you can't lose anything larger grogeris. Rabbi Yoshe asked, Mao lahafish koshu labed. What if you have to take off the Maiser Sheni of Demai, can you then intentionally lose it afterwards?
Okay.
Right, when it's a small amount. And he doesn't answer the question, just asks it. Leaves it hand dangling.
Why would you think he could do that intentionally? I mean, up to now, we're only dealing with the happens that lost it.
What?
Up to now, all the questions were, if you happen to...
Right. The question is now the next stage. Can you intentionally lose it?
Why do you think he could? What's he accomplishing by losing it?
Well, he's accomplishing he doesn't have to take it up to Yerushalayim. It's a big accomplishment, isn't it?
He's taking the fruit or whatever it is.
But anyway, he can't eat it right now. Let's say he's having one apple, which he bought from. Listen to it. You buy one apple from an Amoritz, right? One apple. What's the Maaser Sheni? This much, right? What are you going to do? Take it up to Yerushalayim? What's more convenient? To lose it, right? So after Shiloh, were you allowed to lose it in that case?
Does the Maaser have to be brought up to Yerushalayim?
Well, a large amount we see clearly it has to, right? The question is a small amount. You do have an out. You can always be poded. The thing is, you can't be proto less than the value of a pruta. Well, I don't know why it's a stranger. I think it's a very logical question.
To take something and intentionally lose it and say that, you know, this is not my chiyuv to upchurch, right?
Isn't it very Jewish?
No, but it's not Gemara.
You mean we're making like a Ramos? Well, it's like Mechiras Chometz. It's the same idea. All right, in any event, says the Rav Nosel Amoritz, normally can't give anything which has any degree of tara, such as Maaser Sheni to Amoritz. But here, by Maaser Sheni, you're allowed, of Demai, you are allowed to. Nosel Amoritz, we all connect with Demai, or by Vadai Lo, but not by Vadai. Why? Shane, most of Vadai Amoritz, you don't give any Vadai to an Amoritz because we're afraid that he's not going to eat it properly with the proper tara. Okay, Alokech Lazera, some of you think it's great in order to plant it, not in order to eat it. It takes in order to feed his animal, not for human consumption. Kemach, he buys flour, but not to eat, loros to work hides. Vishemen, he buys oil, liner, for a candle, not to eat. Shemen losuch bozakelim, or in order to anoint his vessels. Potmin admai. You don't have to give the Maaser Sheni of the Maaser. You don't have to give any Demai Maaser on it because you're not going to eat it. Chachol, you already made this takana. We're actually going to eat it. Min akzivu lahala, north of Kziv, part of Demai, you're exempt from Demai as well. Chalas Amoretz, the chala of an Amoretz, which means he himself took off chala, v'ameduma, and he, or if his chala got mixed up. The challah got mixed up from the with a batch of and Amoritz gave Kohen challah. That's what it's talking about. Amoritz gave a Kohen challah, right, as a matnas kuna because he made a dough and he made challah and he's giving the Kohen challah. Or hameduma, a Kohen has Amoritz is a batch of food in which truma got mixed in with other food. Valkoch because of Maaser Sheni, and or if you have stuff which is bought with leftover money for Maaser Sheni, Shiori HaMenachos, that which is left over from a mincha, and the Bnei Moshe says here that the Kohen is receiving this flour from a mincha bought by an Amoritz, right? The Amoritz brought the mincha, and now the Kohen is getting the shiraim, that which is left after the Kometz, to eat in the Beis HaMikdash. All these things are Pturim Min Admai. These are strange cases, and they're aberrant cases, and therefore they're Pturim Min Admai, like Milsa Lo Shchicha, and maybe there's also Sfar that since it's more Kodesh, the Amoritz is more Makbi to take off Meisters. All these things are exempt from the Mai. The Shemin Orev, what if you get fragrant oil? So Beishamay Chayv and Beisil Poch, and Beishamay says it's Chayv and Admai, Beisil Patras. The Mar is going to say it's Machlokas and Metzias. It's Machlokas in actually what do you do with Shemin Orev?
To follow the
Dakon of Dmai, to take off the Mises Misofik, right. Okay, Mikem and Shlokal Zera, Lo Shanyahi, says more, once it's acquired for Zera, isn't it obvious that it's different? Says more, no. It's a very Kiddush in our Mishnah. Dovish Zara Kole, so I don't remember how to punctuate this. He says here. No, it's a statement. Kem Shlozera Loshani Dovish Zara Kolehi Loshani. He Dovish. Again. Became Shlozera once he took in order to plant it. Loshani is no distinction. He Dovish Zara Kolehi Dovish Ain Zara Kolehi. In other words, one might make a distinction between onions and wheat seeds. Why? Because wheat, when you put it in the ground, the seed rots, and something new grows out of the seed. I might say there's no issue of demai. But by onions, where the zaro is ano color, rather the bulb expands and becomes the onion, right? The bulb always remains in the ground. So in that case, I might say that there is a problem of demai, even if you're planting it. And therefore, you have to account for the demai when you're planting it. So therefore, we say it makes no difference. There's no he, meaning there's no difference at all. Rabbi Yochanan said, V'tani chen. It's we also said learned this in a brisa. Lachan l'zer v'chishav alein l'achila. If you took the grain in order to plant, and they decided to eat them instead, boil machshava. Then in that case, I remember this line is difficult to translate. They come to the chiv boil machshava means they come to the chiv through your thought, and now you have to take on through the demai. Lachan l'achila. However, if you
they come to the chiyuv of having to give,
having to take off demai,
having to take off demai because of your machshava.
Now, when you originally bought them, you bought them for zera to replant.
Right.
When they bought the plant, they're not chayiv demai.
Right.
Now you change your mind. You're going to eat them. So when you eat them, when you decide to eat them, boy machshava means they come to come through your thought to be chayev now and demai, because now you intend to eat them. Lach and lachi, what about vice versa? If you originally took them, lach and lachi, to bought them to eat, b'chashav alei and lezera, and then you thought to plant them instead, lo akol mimenu. Lo akol mimenu literally means that it's like that which says in the Bible, lo kol hemenu, meaning he doesn't have the capacity to do so. Once you made it designated for food, you can't downgrade it back to zera. So here we see no distinction between dovish and zara kol, dovish and zara kol. So the same principle applies whether the seed is rotten, it rots. When you plant it to make something else, or whether it just grows out of the bulb, as in Dover Chain Zara Kola.
Presumably, his machshava has been somehow told, his intent has been uttered.
Yeah, it's been uttered. No, I don't know if it has to be uttered. Why do you say it has to be uttered? It can take place in his own mind. This is not somewhere Eidos is required.
Right. In the first case, he bought it for Zera.
Right.
And then, how do we know that? I guess his actions speak as to his intent. Right. What do you say that?
I don't know if it's necessary to say that here. Since this is a ben olam ha'moko, right? A pure ben olam ha'moko. There's no ben olam ha'chaver aspect here. Yeah, all this could take place within his mind. When do I see a need for verbalization, either in transactions or anything similar, which requires, you know, some interface with the rest of the world? But here, there's no such interface required. I don't know. Maybe nonetheless, it would be necessary. But there's no clear cut evidence from here either way. Time we learned ein zorin tevel. You're not allowed to plant tevel. In other words, you're not allowed to plant grain until you miser it. You can only plant grain once you miser it. Avol mechapin tevel. However, you're allowed to be to cover over tevel with dirt, which the Gemara says, well, Bnei Moshe says makes no sense, and he says this is the wrong gear. So he brings down the right gear from the Tosefta, which is that. Ein zorin tevel and ein mechapin tevel. You can't do either of them. You can't plant it, and you can't even cover it with dirt. So that's been extra word ein there. Avo mechapinim aku. But if a guy is planting tevel, it's not also banoi allowed to participate and help him out and make money on the deal. Tevel shashara vizora. If you forgot and you did plant tevel. Right? In that case, even though it's forbidden, potter, that tevel is exempt from trumus umaisros, shekvar ovad, it no longer is extant. You'll take trumus umaisros, of course, off the crop which grows, but you're no longer mechuyev to take the trumus umaisros off the tevel, even though you replanted it, shelo kedin, improperly. Says the Gemara, bedover she'ein darko lislakit. That story about a case, specifically about a case where it's something which is not suitable to gather it after you planted it. In other words, it rots in the ground. Once it rots in the ground, it's not suitable to recover it. So therefore, there we just say forget it. It's water on the bridge. Whatever grows, you miser independently. However, avo bedover shudarko shislak. It's like which you still can still collect. After you planted it, let's say onions, before the bulb sprouted, so in that case, we say, we make you do it. We make you collect it as long as there aren't shoots growing out of the onion. I believe it's tzomach, but of course, if shoots are growing out of it already, then then it's become like something which cannot be collected again, and therefore, in that case, you just forget about the aveira you committed, the impropriety you committed, and go on with your life. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's an amazing thing. Rabbi Yochanan, even when he used to eat meat, afilu be'er, even an egg, have a misakim, he'll give truma some maestros. Ever hear something like that before? Neither did I. That's where I learned Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan took trumas and maizes off eggs and meat. Stunning. He felt, obviously, matnas kuna is a laudable thing. It's good for you. Pesach Mishnah beer built. They'll be serving steaks. You come over, you say, I want my portion. Yeah, for Levi, Meister for Levi, right? For Cohen, it's not worth it. He gets a measly portion, but for Levi, it's very worth it, right?
What about Baal Tosef? There's no.
He probably didn't do B'toros Chiyuv.
Oh, this was his own person.
It was voluntary. Amlo Tamidov. His Tamidov said to him, "Wait, lo kein ilfan Rebbe." Didn't you teach us, Rebbe? Aserta says kultuvas aracha. You only have to meister your grain, not your meat. So says the Gemara. Don't think Rebbe Yochanan was crazy. Do chashish lemashke. He was afraid of the gravy in the meat, because what could the gravy be made out of? Natural, right? Plant matter. So therefore, it wasn't really that he wanted to meiser the meat. It wasn't a voluntary gesture else the meat. It was a voluntary gesture because of the gravy which was inside.
Then what about the eggs?
It was cooked in a sauce. I don't know what it was, but it's cooked in a sauce. That's what it says here. Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yehuda sent to Rabbi Zira. This is amazing what we're about to learn. Now it's a lot of agadah to the next few lines, next Amun. Rabbi Yishalch Rabbi Zira. Chad Misan detained him one basket full of figs. There was no trumas of mice taken off them. Rabbi Yirmiyah nonetheless thought to himself, Rabbi Zira mecho de lo metakanta. What Rabbi Zira is, Zira eats stuff which was not yet fixed up. So he must have, if he sent it to me, for sure he fixed it up himself. Five Rabbi Zira Savar, Rabbi Zira thought, you know, on the contrary. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishalchli Mila, his possibly really was sending me something to Lomisakna, which is not fixed up. Bain Dain Ladain, in the meantime, between this and that, Isachilis. The tevel got eaten. So the next day, Rabbi Yirmiyah went to Rabbi Zira. He got up and went to him. And he said, "Ahum santo, that basket, Zishlachli Esmo that you sent me yesterday, Misaknu, was it fixed up?" So Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, "I said to myself, Rabbi Zira mechol mila b'lo misakna. Would Rabbi Zira eat something which is not fixed up? So therefore,
I figured he would do it.
Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "I figured you would do it, right? I figured you would do it." Amar leis, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said back, "Of ona amriskein." I also said a similar thing. I said, "Ma Rabbi Yirmiyah sent me something which wasn't fixed up." So bottom line is that Rabbi Zira ate the tevel. Rabbi Abba Varzvina said, "B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, in name Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Abba Varzvina, b'shem Rabbi Zira, Omar, in havun kadmoy b'nei malachim." If the older generations were like angels, Adam and Enosh, we are human beings. In other words, we weren't saved from the prohibition. We ate Isser. In Tachul and Davzayin. Rabbi, if the original generations were like people, Anan Chamarin, we are donkeys. Amar Rabbi Mona, this is very similar to the Bavli. How about you, Shaitamrin? At that time they said, true like donkeys. Afilu Chamarte, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyar, Lord Amina, but we're not even like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyar. Well, the Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyar, the Chamarte Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyar, the donkey Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyar, Kenuv Saliste Belelia. The bandit stole at night, Lavdas Tmura to a place to which was hidden. That's not Lavdas Tmura. Threw me off here on the bottom in the Bavli. The last word is Lavdas, but it's a mistake. Should be Avdas Tmura. They hid it for 3 days. Avdas Tmura Gabon. They hid it by them plus the Yom of 3 days. The Lo Tam Akuma wouldn't eat anything during those 3 days. B'tzart plus the Yom in Ismalchon. After 3 days, they changed their mind. They decided to give back to its master, Pinchas Ben Yoyar. Why? Armin, they said, let us send it back to its master, the low lameless Lagabon, that it shouldn't die here, but Tesa Marta in our cave will smell bad. Right? These are Ali Baba's thieves. They lived in a cave. They didn't want donkeys dying there, would stink up their whole cave. So they sent it home. Afkune, they kicked it out. Ozus Vikamas Altaris the Mora. The donkey went and stood at the opening, the gate of its master. Shurais Menachot started braying. Pinchas Ben Yoyar said, Paskin Lahad Alutum, open the door for that poor beast. the Islate plus the Yom Lo, the team is kum for 3 days, hasn't eaten anything. Paschim Lo, they opened the door for it. And the donkey came in. Amar Lo, and so Rabbi Pinchas Meir said to them, Yavin Le Klum Lamecha. Give it something to eat. Techo. Lamecha Techo, in order to eat. Yavin Kumei, Sarin Le Sarin, they put in front of it barley. Lo Bois Mecha wouldn't eat. Amrulay, so they said to Pinchas Meir, Rabbi, Lo Bois Mecha doesn't want to eat. Amar Lo, so he said back to them, Pinchas Meir said, Misakni Ninen. Did you fix them up before you gave it to the animal? No, would you take off Chumas and Maiser of Tamai? Armin lay low. So they said, no. No, I'm sorry. So Armin lay in. They said yes. Armor low. So they said, yes, we took off. Trumas, let's say. Amrlay, so he said to them, I'm skipping, sorry. Amrlay, Varamintu Dmai, what about the Miser of Dmai? Did you take that off from that grain? Amrlay, so they said to him, Rebbe, why do we have to do that? Lokin Ilfan Rebbe, didn't you teach us, Rebbe? Halukach, Lazar, somebody buys the grain for planting. Libehema, for animals. Kemach, Loros, or to be flour for tanning hides. Shemel, Noir, or oil for a candle. Shemel, Lasukbos, Akelim, or oil to anoint vessels. Potomir Admai. I mean, exempt from Dmai. So it must be they put in front of it some types of food, some of which were Tevel Banai, and that they took the Truma Maiser off of, and some of which were Dmai, that they didn't take the Truma Maiser off of. And they felt justified in doing so because it was intended for animal consumption. I'm alone, so he said to them, Manovi Lada Lufta, what can we do to this terrible animal, or this downtrodden animal? He's very machmir on himself. Now, if you're a nasty person, you could be medayik this from this. The world be the flip side of this. If Pinchas Ben Yair's chamor was machmir, what could you say is the opposite statement? It's a joke. People are machmir, are chamorim. Right, that would be backwards, right? So, but yeah, that's what he said here. He said that my donkey is a mach. He won't eat my, even though he's allowed to do so. Okay, so.
Isn't that what the Gemara Irvin says at the beginning of the Gemara Irvin anyway about the machmir? People machmir all the time.
People take the coolest. The chumras are both Beishan and Beisil. Yeah, it says that they're the chasid shaiter, so I forget what it says. Okay, in any. Two poor people, Afkanun trained the Sassain the Sarin, they left two measures of grain, a barley, Gabain Rai Pinchas Meir, Bayer Pinchas Menor. Zarun, Sarpinchas Meir planted them, the Chatzdun, and harvested them, Valun, and brought them into his house. Boy, Mesav Sarayon, these two poor people came back and take their barley. I'm alone, he said to the poor people, I say Gemalaya the Chamraya, bring camels and donkeys, the Sovun Sarechon, and only then can you take your barley. In other words, this is one of his great measures of circus. They would plant other people's grain in order to make sure they had an ample return and not just keep them for safekeeping. Right, Pinchas Ben Yair, Azal Chadasai went to a certain place. Asul Gabe, they came to him. Amulei, they said, Achbaraya Ochli Buran. They said to Pinchas Ben Yair, the mice are eating our crop. Gozer Aleim, so Pinchas Ben Yair did whatever a Kabbalistic hocus pocus he did. He commanded the mice and Tzamtu. He gathered them together. Shor Mitzavtzefim. They started whistling. The mice started whistling. Amar Lon, so he said to people, said, Yoduna to Ma'in and Amrin, you know what the mice are saying? Amrulay Lo, they said, we don't know what the mice are saying. Amar Lon, he said to them, Amru, they said to me, the Lo Misakna, that the food which you're setting out the food which you guys want to eat, which they're stealing, is stuff which you're not taking truma sumaisis from. So he said to them, Urvan, they said to him, fix our crop for us. Varvun, he fixed their crop for them. Lo anchon, and the mice no longer cause them any losses. So the moral story is, mice come if your food is not properly tight. Okay? Similarly,
that's only
Eretz
Yisrael,
of course. Miragli min Malka,
messengers?
Yeah, I think it is messengers. Just want to check that it's not actually spies. No, it's neither. It's a pearl. Margale means a pearl, a margalit. So he says, Margale mean the Malka Sarkia, a pearl from the king, Syracuse, whatever his name was. Nufla, it fell, Uvalas Charachmer, swallowed by certain mice. Asa Gai Pinchas Ben Yor. And so they came to Pinchas Ben Yor to get it out. Amrali Sabizia said, Man, a chaver, what am I? Somebody who speaks to animals, a chavar, somebody who speaks to animals, will gather them together. Amrali, so he said, L'shimcha tava asis. We came because you have a good name. Asa Gazalei, it's Hampton, so here too he decreed that they shall all come together. Chamachad Megaba, he saw one mouse which was larger. Literally, it was a hill. So it was larger than the other mice. Megaba was coming slowly, I guess, because it was so full. He said, Kabiahu Haini, he said, by this mouse, that's where you find the pearl. Because there are love, the Pinchas Ben Yor decreed that the mouse had to give back the pearl, Polta, and it regurgitated the pearl. Pinchas Ben Yor also Lucharasar, he went to a certain place. Asin Lagabe, they came to him. Amrulay, so they said to him, Lace Mabuan Safik, Mesapik Lord. Our waters, our wells are not sufficient for us. Amrulon, so he said to them, Dima Loatun Mitaknon, maybe you're not taking off enough Trumusumaisris. Amrulay, so they said to him, Urvan, fix it up for us. Varvun Pilzer, fix it up for them. Umisapik Lord, and was then from there on in, it was good for them, they had enough water. Right, Pinchas Ben Yair have a Ozil Beis Vad. He was going to the Beis Medrash. Have a Ginoi Gavir. So Ginoi, which was a river in the way, was very high. Which was the same mice appears in the Bavli, but it was significantly different. Amar Lei, so he said to the river, Ginoi, Mat Manalim in Beis Vad, how can you keep for the Beis Medrash? And the Bavli says it's going to be Polish wheat. So Upolikame, at that point the river split in front of him, Vavar, and he passed the river. Amalei Talmidov, so his Talmid said to him again, it's different than Bavli. Talmid said, Yochin Anu Avrin, can we pass over like you did in that miraculous way? Amalei, so he said to them, Ma the other bin Avshei, the lo ocular bar Nashmi Yisroel. I mean, anybody who knows in his heart that he did not make light of a Jewish person, min yoyme, ever in his life, yavor, he can pass over, below when I cannot suffer any loss as a result. Okay. Rebbe's boy, Mishrei Shmitzah. Rebbe wanted to make Shmitzah mutter, in other words, that people could plant and harvest during Shmitzah. Because he held his manazah, in fact, where he passed, so he rabbana. So Shemitah is only Rabban, and so therefore you can cancel it. What's the big deal? So why not cancel Shemitah? So like Lagabe, so like Pinchas Ben Yair Lagabe. Pinchas Ben Yair came up to Rebbe. Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to him, Ma Ibura of Din. What's going on with the crops? So he wanted to allude to the fact that the crop is so poor, he wants to make an early harvest. I mean, he wants to cancel Shemitah. Sorry. So it says the Gemara, which is in allowing those crops to be harvested. So the Rebbe answered. He said, I'm really Oshin Yofos. There's some good vegetables. In other words, he was getting out of answering Rebbe positively. He didn't want to agree with Rebbe's premise that there's sufficient financial loss to warrant canceling Shemitah.
Yetos.
It's a type of vegetable. And so he said to him, my buravdin. So then he asked, he tried to get Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair to agree to a different matter, right? Phrasing the question differently. He asked him, what's doing with the grain? You know, what's the story on the field? So it says here,
Council without mentioning Mordor.
Lost my place.
That's the way we said. Well, maybe Council
also means Amalei Oshin Yafos. So he said again that Oshin are doing well. No, but he didn't want to answer the question directly. Anyway, to make a long story short, the Gemara says that, what happened was, V'yot Rebbe D'Lesi Mehu Maskir Me'imei. Rebbe knew already that this fellow, the Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair, is not going to agree to eat by him. So he's not going to agree to be Matir Shemitah with him. So Rebbe said to him, Mishka, is it agreeable, Rebbe, to my master, when Mechal he meets Tivchar, to eat with me a little bit, but Talia Amadein, in the afternoon of today, when the sun is going down. So he said, yes, it's agreeable to me. Midnochis, when he was going down, right, Pinchas Ben Yair, to eat by Rebbe, Chama Mulvas of the Rebbe Kayom, he saw the mules of Rebbe standing. Amr said, Kol Ilan Yudoi, all the Jewish men in Rebbe's household, Zonin, are feeding this animal? These animals, the mules, they're dangerous, because what happens if a mule kicks you? It can never heal the wound. So therefore, he doesn't want the mules there. The mules there. Or the mules, as we'll see in a minute. After the little chame, Savar Apoy, maybe I won't allow Rabbi Yehuda Anasi to see, chame is to see, Savar Apoy, my countenance, my savor upon him, Yafos. Mean Kedon, Ozlin. Then some people went from there. V'amr l'Rebbe Torei, Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair said. Shalach Rebbe, so Rebbe said the message. Boy mefaiste, he wanted to appease Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair. Matun be gabe. Matu be gabe kati. So they reached Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair. The obviously is a big tzaddik, had a kfitzas aderech. They only reached him in his own city. Right? He already gotten home right by the time they got there. Omar b'nei karti korvinli. So Pinchas Ben Yair said that his people of the city should make a security cordon around him so that the people from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's household can't get him to come eat lunch by them. Right? It says, again, Omar, he said, "B'nei karti kuvanli, the people of my city cause surround me, so they can't take me." V'nochtu b'nei karti v'kfunu lavi, and the people of the city came and surrounded him to avoid eating in Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's house because he has those donkeys. Right. Omar, so he said, Omar alone, he said, Rabbi Moi Mefaistine. I'm sorry, I went back a line. I went back a line. Ozan v'Amr l'Rebbe. They went back and they told Rebbe that he won't come, right? So says the Gemara. Oh, you're right. I didn't skip a line before. Just a minute. So let me go back a line. Shalach Rebbe in Fight State. Rebbe sent messengers to try to appease him. They found him in his own city. Amar b'nei karti korvinli said, the people of my city come surround me. V'nochtu b'nei karti korvinli, and they came and made a security cordon about around him. Amar alone, so they said, Rebbe boy mefaistine. Rebbe wants to make peace with you. So, shavkune buzz alone. So, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair,
But now the Tanai becomes
Chal. Oh, the people surrounding where Pinchas Ben Yair left him. I'm sorry. What happens like this? So I'm much less confused than I'd say it outside. Pinchas Ben Yair came and he saw the mules. And he didn't want to eat there, so he fled. And they Rebbe sent people to pursue him. So they caught up with him in his own city. When they caught up with him in his own city, so then Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair said, make a security cordon around me. Which they did. So Rebbe's people couldn't get near. So then Rebbe's people said to the people who made the security cordon, our master just wants to make peace with him. So then they split. All the people made the security cordon split. They left. They didn't stick around to try and prevent Rebbe's people from getting Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair to come eat. So now let's pick it up again. So it says the Gemara, Amar, he said, B'nei Didi, my own children, members of my household, corvinly come around me. Now, I don't know if he had any children or not, but it wasn't members of his household which came down. Right, he went to, yeah, we'll come back to that in a minute. Nachtas Yishosim in Shmaya, a fire came down from the sky, Vakvisi Lovi, and surrounded him. Well, at that point they had to give up. Ozum Varman Rebbe, they went and told Rebbe. Now in the Bible it says a hill grew between the two of them. Gavatur Binai Rebbe, in the Bible, he never fled. Rebbe and Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair were having this conversation. We're having this conversation with each other. And Rebbe kept on hacking him and refused to come. Now, it's not clear if it's the same Maisa. Reb Tzadok raised the possibility it's two separate Maisa. That earlier, the first time, Rebbe tried to reason with him and he didn't come. And the mountain grew between the two of them, and then Rebbe said, he cried and said that, oh, if this happens in Olam Hazeh, I have no shaykhus for Pinchas Ben Yair. It's certainly going to happen in the world to come. That's how the Bavli ends the Maisa. However, the Yushalmi ends the Maisa differently. It says here, Raman Rebbe, they went and Osam Varam Rebbe, they went and told Rebbe that he was surrounded by fire and he couldn't get near. Omer Rebbe said, since he didn't merit to have be satiated from him in this world, Nizba Minei Ba'amadasi will be satiated with him in the world to come. I'll see him in Shemai. I don't have to worry about an Olam Hazeh. So Reb Tzadok says a fascinating thing. He says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi knew at this point. He was confident. Whether it's the same mice or separate mice, let's say it's a separate mice. But he was confident at this point, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that he would become as great, if not greater, than Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair has in fact happened. Where do you see this from? How do you know this?
You need a guess.
What would you say? The most mundane answer possible. How do you know that now he will become as great, if not greater, and see right Pinchas Ben Yair and Olam Haba?
Both came at the time of the Rav. So Rav said,
because Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is being selfish. He said no, too much. And Rebbe said, that's it. I will overcome him as a result.
So why did fire surround Pinchas Ben Yair?
Because he wanted it. No!
That's just covered with
Pinchas. That's like Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus in Bava Metzia. It's a covenant of Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair, but it's the wrong thing. Reb Tzadok says that Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair should have gone to Rebbe and been mashpia on him. I found Eitzah with him. Since he wasn't mashpia on him, didn't find Eitzah on him, or didn't try and make it around it. So Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair is punished. Ultimately, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was bigger than Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair as a result. And of course, in Jewish history, the annals of Judaism, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is much greater. And that's what he says, this based on this
Maisa. Mr. Haskell
is
to get to know
the
donkeys better.
Mr. Haskell, if somebody invites you to come, don't refuse. Right? Somebody invites you out to lunch, go. Okay? Rabbi Chagai, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said, Ma'isa b'chosi d'echo is a ma'isa certain individual, certain righteous person, pious person. She'chover bar sichem aros was digging wells and dugouts and caves lo'over shavim for the passerby, for their benefit. Pam achas oisa bito over esli no say once his daughter was going traveling in order to get married. The sharpest nar, a river swept her away. The entire world came over by him, but and they wanted to console him. The lokavilei, this man would not accept their nechama. Lokavilei misnachama, he wouldn't accept their nechamas. All right, Pinchas ben Ezer, Pinchas Yor came in Lagabe to him. Boy Menachem, he also wanted to be Menachem. Lokavilei Menachma, he would refuse to be misnachim. Armelon, he said, Deinu chasidecho. Deinu chasidecho. What was your chasidus? Armelon, he said, Rabbi, kach v'kach u'ose. This is what I used to do. I used to dig wells for the people, for the passerby. The kach here, and this should happen, you should get punished by water. Where's the justice? Armelon, so he said, Epshashim, Mechavid, is boro b'mayim. I guess some Pinchas ben Yorah said this. Is it possible that this person, this chassid, gave honor to his master, to his creator, to Hashem with water, and Hashem is punishing him with water? Immediately after Pinchas ben Yorah said this, there came a voice in the city, Boaz Bito Shoshish, that the daughter, that so-and-so individual, came back. How so? Wasn't real Tchias HaMesim. Some say that she found a peg. I guess she was swept away by a tidal wave or something like that. She found a peg to hold on to until the wave swept by her and she was safe. Some say an angel came down in the form of Pinchas ben Yorah and saved her from wherever predicament she found herself. You're sitting and eating on Friday night. The table fell out underneath him. The table collapsed. So they said to him, Malke.
You have to give her a
ksuba. Yeah, it should be though. Ishto. Should be asked his wife, what's going on here? So his wife said, "Tavli choyif mishchenti. I borrowed herbs from my neighbor Veloy Sarti, but he didn't take mices off it. That's why the table slipped. He's kirt in the tinyan. Rabbi Chaim Adaisa said he'd do it again after Shabbos, take off Trumas and Maisus, follow Shulchan Me'elav, and the table rose on its own. Rabbi Tarvon Yosef Achel Venafa Pitusa Minei. Rabbi Tarvon was sitting and eating, and his bread, I guess, fell out of his hand. Something fell out of his hand, something which was an inconvenience for him. So, he said, okay, they said to him, what's this? Amalei kardam sha'alti v'asisi agave taros. Said that he obviously borrowed an axe which was tome and made taros with it, and but it was punished as a result with whatever happened here, that the table fell, that the bread, or I think maybe it's Pitura, also maybe here the table fell out from underneath him, and as a result, and he realized that he did something wrong. Okay, it's late, maybe we should stop here for tonight. You want to stop here, or want to go on a little bit further? Stop? Okay, that's the end of that gadata, so it's a convenient stopping point. Okay, is everybody going to be here on Monday? Monday is a good afternoon. Okay.